The impact of all of this on party identification was striking. In 2007, whites were split, with 44% calling themselves Democrats and 44% calling themselves Republican, according to the Pew Research Center. But by 2016, the gap had widened to 15 points, with 54% identifying as Republican. Trump, with his pledge to make America great again, activated the equivalent of a political sleeper cell. Two-thirds of whites without a college education backed the Republican nominee, the largest margin in a presidential election since 1980. Although, without support from white wealthy Republicans, he likely would not have won the election. Not surprisingly, the data finds a strong correlation between white identity and support for the candidate in the red MAGA hat. A recent study of whites who had voted for Barack Obama but switched to Trump found high levels of racial hostility and xenophobia. Researchers said Democrats' focus during the intervening years on undocumented immigrants and police violence against African Americans had the effect of changing perceptions of where many whites feel they belong. Whiteness is not invisible now. That is why we're talking about it in ways we didn't for a long time in American history, Giardina says. Think about the world between the Civil Rights Movement and election of Obama and the way we talked about race. We didn't talk about white people because their dominance and privilege was secure. Emboldened by Trump's success, GOP candidates staked new outer limits in racial ethnic messaging in the midterms. Among them, in Indiana, Republican Senate candidate Mike Braun dubbed the incumbent Democrat Mexico Joe Donnelly and won. In Tennessee, Republican Marsha Blackburn won after claiming her opponent lured illegal immigrants to the state. In the Florida governor's race, Republican nominee Ron DeSantis implored voters not to monkey this up by electing Andrew Gillum, who would have been the state's first black chief executive. Trump's own campaign closed the election with an anti-immigration spot considered so racist that even Fox News took it down. "You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay? I'm a nationalist," the president told a boisterous crowd at a rally in Texas. Nationalist. Use that word. Use that word. Trump did not use or left out the word white. Democrats, however, fought back. The party nominated a record 180 female candidates in House primaries and 133 people of color. For the first time, white men were a minority in the Democrats' candidate pool. The Democrats primarily ran on health care, education, and jobs, as well as Trump resistance, not so much on immigration, even as Republicans stoked fears of the caravan. The result, Republicans lost 40 seats and their majority in the House. Nearly half of those districts had voted for Trump over Clinton in 2016. Notably, eight were located in the industrial Midwest, the so-called Blue Wall that fell to the GOP ticket 2 years ago. Perhaps even more important, Democrats won statewide contests for governor in Michigan and Wisconsin, as well as the Senate in Ohio, in part by cutting in half Republicans' advantage among white men without a college education.